Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This morning, thousands evacuated as rivers swell. Pouring rain leaves parts of Sydney underwater again. When the system will start to ease? Australia answers Ukraine's call for aid. How we're arming the war-torn nation. Long queues and delays as travellers get caught up in the Easter holiday rush. And the crowds are back. Formula One returns to Melbourne.
This is 7 News. With Jody Spears.
Good morning. We begin with breaking news. The severe weather front lingering over Sydney has triggered flash flooding, swamping homes and businesses. Thousands have already been evacuated and 6 new orders were issued in the past hour. SES crews were run off their feet and swift water rescues lived up to their name.
Swallowing Camden, the raging Nepean River rose rapidly. Locals ordered to get out. But for this stranded group, it came too quickly. SES Swift water crews up to the task, helping all 5 safely across and taking their horses to higher ground.
It's fairly swift water, and SES did an amazing job.
Rescuers were caught out by the Warranora, the river too high for this vessel to pass.
You've lived here all your life, you've never seen rain like this?
No, never.
Motorists in Chipping Norton may have been better off swapping their 4 wheels for a boat as the Georges River turned roads into rapids, leaving many with no choice but to power through.
You can see the SES putting a boat in, you just drove through in a car.
Yes, exactly. SES are fabulous.
This driver in the Kangaroo Valley had a narrow escape, winched to safety with his Mercedes no match for the torrent. 5 puppies were left behind in the back of the SUV, but soon rescued. Sydney's devastating deluge simply unrelenting. The harbour city already passing its annual rainfall average, and we've still got 8 months to go. The Illawarra, Southern Highlands and South Coast couldn't avoid the carnage either. Where floodwaters weren't blocking roads, landslips took their place. As locals look to the heavens, praying for calmer waters to come. Gina Trahan, 7 News.
These are pictures just into the newsroom. Flash flooding sent water up onto the road at Moorbank in the city's southwest, creating problems for drivers. The swollen Georges River has kept rescue crews on edge, and this was the Warranora River at around midnight, threatening to burst its banks. The rain should start to ease from today. The Prime Minister has agreed to help fund Queensland's flood recovery efforts after initially rejecting the pitch. The federal government will foot the bill for half of the state's $741 million flood recovery package at the request of the Queensland government. It's a policy backflip from Scott Morrison, who earlier this week was adamant that it should remain the responsibility of state and council. Western allies are hammering out new steps to further isolate Moscow and bolster Ukraine's military ahead of a new onslaught. NATO foreign ministers are meeting in Brussels to discuss expanding military aid to Ukraine. The country is calling for urgent help, anticipating new conflict in the Donbass region on a scale of fighting not seen since World War II. Thousands of people continue to flee from the east, and the UN General Assembly has voted to suspend Russia from the UN Human Rights Council over alleged war crimes. Australia has become one of the first countries to answer Ukraine's call for more military aid, announcing plans to deploy 20 Bushmaster armoured vehicles. Political reporter Taylor Aiken is in Canberra with the details. Good morning, Taylor. The first shipment leaves today.
Yeah, that's right, Jody. Australia becoming one of the first countries to provide special combat vehicles to Ukraine. 20 Bushmasters will be airlifted from Brisbane to Europe this morning on board a C-17 Globemaster following a direct request from Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. The vehicles have been painted olive green to suit the Ukrainian landscape and have been retrofitted with additional armour plating for protection. Meanwhile, while meeting with her NATO counterparts in Brussels, Foreign Minister Maurice Payne has announced further sanctions on another 67 Russian oligarchs, including a number of politicians. Labour have called on the government to go one step further, though, and expel Russian diplomats from Australian shores. However, the government have hit back on that request, saying it would diminish intelligence gathering capabilities and potentially lead to an aggressive reaction by Russia. Jody.
Okay, Taylor, thank you. A Senate committee report is calling for a royal commission into Australia's pandemic response. The final report from the committee, with a Labor-Green majority, identified poor preparation by the federal government and a failure to learn from the developments of the outbreak. But former Deputy Chief Medical Officer Nick Coatsworth has criticised the proposal, saying it adds fringe voices to the debate. The Easter holiday rush is being blamed for last night's travel chaos at Sydney Airport. Queues snaked outside the terminal as people waited to check in and pass through security.
Bag check was about an hour, just over an hour, and this line, I've just jumped on it, but we fly out and supposed to be boarding in 20 minutes. I've never seen it like this. It's ridiculous.
The airport says large numbers of passengers combined with a shortage of personnel contributed to the delays. The Formula One is roaring back to life at Albert Park, with tens of thousands of race fans celebrating its return to Melbourne. It's day two of the event, and the cars will hit the track for the first time this afternoon after a three-year pit stop due to COVID. There have already been massive crowds, and they're expected to pump almost $40 million into the economy. Despite the unrelenting deluge in Sydney, the Royal Easter Show is going ahead this morning. In addition to the typical show bags and food stalls, more than 8,500 animals will feature across 12 days of competition as the Royal Agricultural Society marks its bicentenary. And it really will be the Royal Easter Show when Princess Anne officially opens the event tomorrow. A Melbourne warehouse has been destroyed and a nearby apartment building badly damaged after a fierce blaze broke out. Toxic fumes poured from the Brunswick East factory, triggering smoke alerts across the city. The food wholesale owner was able to help his customers escape in time and move LPG tanks out of the way. It took at least 60 firefighters more than an hour to bring it under control. South Australia's chief health officer has been mobbed by a group of anti-vaxxers outside the state's Supreme Court. Police formed a human shield to protect Nicola Spurrier, the horde heckling and booing her as she gave evidence in a legal challenge against the vaccine mandate.
These individuals obviously don't understand what it means to be Australian. And I think their behaviour today is more than just unacceptable. I think it's inconsistent with who we are as a state and as a country.
The case returns to court today. Selfish and stupid is how police have described dangerous hooning behaviour as part of a crackdown on the Sunshine Coast. This car spinning out of control and coming frighteningly close to the person filming the stunt.
These people have literally taken their lives and the lives of any other road user into their own hands.
Five men were tracked through social media and either charged or issued fines. Toyota is staring down a potential $2 billion class action payout for selling vehicles with a defect. More than 264,000 Hilux, Fortuna and Prado models had a dodgy filter. The fault caused foul-smelling exhaust smoke, chewed up fuel and saw owners fork out for repairs. A federal court judge has found the value of each of those vehicles dropped by about $7,500. Popular Easter treats for children have been pulled from supermarket shelves over fears of a salmonella contamination. The Kinder Surprise chocolates have been recalled after dozens of youngsters began falling ill.
A hard-to-miss marketing campaign surprised them this Easter. But this is not the surprise they wanted. More than 100 people around the world sick with salmonella poisoning after eating the family favourite.
You know, there's a little toy inside and has chocolate. It's definitely concerning, sure.
10 days out from Easter, four Kinder Surprise products have been recalled from all Australian retailers. They're the 120-gram Easter baskets, the Kinder Surprise Maxi, and the hazelnut Kinder Mini Eggs, with expiry dates between August and November this year. Other products, including the popular Kinder Surprise Egg, aren't affected. In England, 2-year-old Miley fell ill after eating her favourite treat.
She hadn't been keeping any fluids down. She was being quite violently sick. She was in a lot of pain in her stomach, and we literally just put her in the car and went straight to the hospital.
Unaware what had potentially caused it, she kept eating the chocolate during her recovery.
She was even eating it in the hospital bed at one point, because obviously we didn't know.
Symptoms can start anywhere between 6 hours and 7 days from eating contaminated food and include stomach pain, nausea, vomiting and fever.
The company says none of their products released to market have tested positive for salmonella, but they're still taking the matter extremely seriously. Christy Cooper, 7 News.
A new report has found we've been putting up with an increase to the price of wine, and it could get worse. Prices could go up further as struggling producers pass on labour costs more expensive. The pandemic and the war in Ukraine are putting pressure on the industry, and climbing energy costs have also made the manufacturing process for glass bottles dearer. The cost of glass bottles has gone up by 20% in the US alone. Checking finance now. The Dow Jones is slightly higher this morning. The Nasdaq is down. In London, the FTSE fell and Germany's DAX lost. Closer to home, Japan's Nikkei closed lower. Hong Kong's Hang Seng fell. The All Ords finished the day lower, down 53 points, as did the ASX 200, down 47. On the commodities market, gold is trading at $1,937 an ounce. Oil is $95 a barrel. The Aussie dollar buying 74.77 US cents, 92.7 Japanese yen and $1.08 New Zealand. In breaking news, a history-making moment in the US this morning, with Ketanji Brown Jackson confirmed as the first black female justice of the Supreme Court. Let's go live now to US Bureau Chief Ashley Mullaney. Good morning, Ash. It's been a long journey to reach this point.
It sure has, Jody. Good morning. This is the final vote in what has been a long 6-week confirmation process. Judge Jackson was handpicked by Joe Biden, so this was a highly political process. Not all Republicans wanted her to get the job. In fact, only 3 voted in favour of her nomination today. Judge Jackson watching today's vote from the White House with Joe Biden there by her side, a process that was overseen by Vice President Kamala Harris.
On this vote, the yeas are 53, the nays are 47, and this nomination is confirmed.
A historic vote, a historic day in America. Judge Jackson there with Joe Biden from the Roosevelt Room at the White House. Chuck Schumer, the Senate Majority Leader, speaking today, saying that Judge Jackson is one of the most experienced individuals ever nominated.
The judge belongs on the Supreme Court. By that, I mean something very specific. Ketanji Brown Jackson will be the first African-American woman ever to hold the title of justice. Think about the impact that will have on our democracy.
As Chuck Schumer said just now, the first black woman to be appointed to the Supreme Court in the court's 233-year history, a role she will now hold for life. Jody.
Ash Mullaney in the US, thank you. A Turkish court has halted the trial of Saudi suspects over the murder of journalist Jamal Khashoggi and transferred it to Saudi Arabia. It's alleged Khashoggi was killed inside the Saudi consulate in Istanbul by a team of Saudi agents 4 years ago. Human rights groups say turning over the case will lead to a cover-up of the murder, which a US intelligence report has linked to the country's crown prince. China has sent a new Earth observation satellite into space. The high-tech satellite, launched by a Long March rocket, has multiple imaging modes, enabling it to capture a detailed image of any region within a single day. It will be networked with two others already in orbit to form a land-sea radar constellation.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Shocking video has shown the moment a 30-metre-long wall came crashing down on top of houses in Bolivia. The wall was weakened after days of heavy rain in the capital, La Paz. Fortunately, authorities detected the problem hours before the collapse and they evacuated the area. Five homes were badly damaged by falling bricks and concrete. In sport, Port Adelaide will need to defy the odds if they're to make it to the AFL finals after a 32-point loss to Melbourne kept them winless. The Demons kicked the first 8 goals of the game, holding Port to their first ever goalless half in the AFL. After finally getting on the board, it didn't do much for momentum, the Power only managing 4 majors. Manly have romped to a 30-6 win over the Knights in a wet contest in Newcastle. Daly Cherry-Evans picked up where he left off last week, setting up an early try for the Sea Eagles. It was a tight contest for most of the night before Manly ran in 3 late tries to seal the win. It's the moment everyone's waited for. Tiger Woods has teed off at the Masters in Augusta, 14 months after his life-threatening car accident. With packed crowds lined up around the clubhouse to watch his return to competitive golf, the 5-time champion remains at par with a bogey and 2 birdies.
Almost made it. What a shot from Tiger.
Australian Cameron Smith has made a fine start. He's in a 3-way tie for the lead. Day 2 of the championships is going ahead at this stage, despite the wild weather lashing Sydney. A very wet Randwick track won't bother Chris Waller's champion, Very Elegant, who's favourite for the $4 million Queen Elizabeth Stakes.
She's defeated fair and square last start, but we're not panicking, and let's hope she's got her wet weather tyres on Saturday.
The next track inspection will happen this morning. Taking a look at the weather around the country now, moist, fresh easterly winds will continue to feed a weakening coastal trough, causing rain in eastern New South Wales and Victoria to ease to showers and a few storms. Another trough will cause a few showers and storms in Queensland, the northern tropics and western WA, while a front cools in the southwest. Around the capitals, a shower or two in Brisbane, heading for a top of 27 degrees. Rain and a possible storm in Sydney, a top of 22. Showers in Canberra, heading for a top of 18. Partly cloudy and 23 in Melbourne today. Sunny and 21 in Hobart. Mostly sunny, 27 the top in Adelaide. A shower or two developing, 26 in Perth. And mostly sunny, heading for 34 degrees in Darwin. And that's 7 Early News for this Friday.